Okay, good evening, everyone. This week's Parshas Ki Savai, Tavshin Ayin Tes. We will be starting on page 1080 in the Art Scroll Chumash, Perek Chav Ches, Pasek Mem Zayin, chapter 28, verse 47. Actually, let's go back a little bit to Pasuk Mem Hei, verse 45. Uvo alecha kol haklosa eila, and all these curses will come upon you, uridafucha v'hisigucha, and pursue you and overtake you, adi shamdach, until you are destroyed, kilo shamat v'kal Hashem elokecha, because you did not listen to the voice of Hashem your God, lishmar mitzvei sevach chukai sevach shet sivach, to guard his commandments and his statutes, as he commanded you. V'hayu v'cha lo'aisul my face, they will be a sign and a wonder in you, u'bizarachar o'ilavet, in your children forever. Tachas asher lo yavarat Hashem lo'aikecha, because you did not serve Hashem your God, b'simach v'toiv leiv, amidst gladness and goodness of heart, v'yoiv kol, when everything was abundant. So this is a very famous pasuk. But the Pasuk is saying that all the curses being mentioned in this week's Parsha are coming upon the Jewish people because they did not serve Hashem, as it says, Tachas asher levaratas Hashem alekecha, because you did not serve Hashem your God, v'simcha uvetuv leivav, with joy and goodness of heart, may we call when everything was abundant. Torah is saying that Hashem is saying that you didn't serve Hashem with joy, you served Hashem and didn't serve with joy, and that can be the cause for all this, for this downfall of the Jewish people. So I'm going to share with you a comment from Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya, his comment on this pasuk that says, because you did not serve Hashem your God with joy. So writes the Rabbeinu Bechaya, Yashimenu akasev, the Torah holds a person responsible or finds a person guilty, but of the Hashem yisbarach, when serving Hashem, v'lo yhois avayda besimcha, but the service wasn't with joy. Because a person is obligated to rejoice when he is involved in performing mitzvahs. And the joy that comes, that accompanies the act of a mitzvah, mitzvah bifnei atzmai, is a mitzvah on its own. Okay, I'll repeat that line again. V'asimcha b'maisa ha-mitzvah, and the simcha, the joy involved in performing a mitzvah, mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it's a mitzvah on its own. Melvara schar sheyesh loy al ha-mitzvah, besides for the reward that a person receives for fulfilling the commandment, yesh loy schar al ha-simcha, he gets reward for the joy that he has in performing the mitzvah. Ba'al kein, and therefore, yanish pekan l'mi sho'evet avedas ha-mitzvah, k'shaloy asa b'simcha. And therefore, the Torah punishes a person who serves Hashem, but without doing it with joy. If we have two parts, we have the performance of the mitzvah itself, and a mitzvah to rejoice, then it's possible for the Torah to say that when you don't fulfill that mitzvah, or that part of the mitzvah of joy, that you be held responsible for it. And understandably, you know, or a way to understand this is the idea that when you do something besimcha, we do something with joy, that means you really are pleased with what you're doing, you do it with a full heart, you do it really as showing that you really want to do it and you love to do it. And if you don't do the mitzvah with joy, you do it, so to speak, begrudgingly, then that shows that you're not really into their service of Hashem. L'chein tzarech sheyasa adam ha-mitzvahs, therefore a person needs to perform mitzvahs, besimcha, with joy, v'kavana shleima, and with full intent, meaning wholeheartedly. Two things should go together. If you are wholehearted about what you're doing, then you enjoy what you're doing. And if you're joyous at what you do, then typically you'd be doing it wholeheartedly. V'chein amru medrash rus. Now, so too did our sages say in the medrash in the Book of Rus. Okay, this is a famous medrash. We mentioned this a couple of times many years past. But to me, this Rabbeinu Bechaya explains it, our focus, it brings the idea out of it, that I never looked at it this way. So the Medrash Rus says, Ilu hayoyodea Ruvain, would Ruvain have known Shakadosh Baruch Hu machtiv alav, that Hashem will write about him in the Torah? Vayishma Reuven vayatzilei miyadam. Reuven heard the plan of his brothers to kill Yosef, and he saved them from their hands. If Reuven would have known that the Torah is going to say this, b'ksef oyamalichay la'aviv, he would have brought Yosef back on his shoulder to his father, instead of just saying, let's put him in the pit, with the plan of coming back for him later. He would have immediately picked him up, put him on his shoulder, and brought him back to his father. If Reuven would have known that the Torah is going to say on the Torah is going to attest about him that he was trying to save his brother, if he would have known the Torah is going to attest to that fact, then he would have brought his brother home on his shoulder. Okay, so right away, what does this mean? It sounds like if I would have known I'm going to win the popularity contest, so I would have done it better. What does this mean? V'ilu hayo yedea Aaron. Next example. And would Aaron have known Shekadosh Baruch Hu machtiv alav, that Hashem and the Torah is going to write about him, v'ra'acha v'samach b'libay, and he will see you and rejoice in his heart at the burning bush? Moshe Rabbeinu was pushing off, taking upon himself the job of being the agent for Hashem to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, because until now his brother was the prophet, was leader of the Jewish people. And Hashem says to Moshe, but Moshe says, basically, let Aaron do it. Hashem says, Baruch HaVasamach B'libay, Aaron will see you and he'll be happy. Moshe was concerned that Aaron would be, since at some level, be unhappy over the fact that he is being replaced as the leader, which is why he didn't want to go ahead and take the responsibility of taking the Jewish people out. But then Hashem says to him, Baruch HaVasamach B'libay, Aaron is going to see you and he's going to be happy to see you. When he hears that you're the one that Hashem said to take the Jewish people out, instead of him, he'll see and he'll be happy. So says the Medrash, if Aaron would have known that Hashem is going to write, is going to attest to this in the Torah, that when he sees you, he will rejoice, he would have gone out to greet Moshe with dances, with drums and with dances. He would have sent out a parade to greet Moshe.
That would be fake.
Again, what does this mean? No, it would be fake. What would be fake? He would have done it in a better manner. So the point, but the question is again, what does it mean? If he would have known that Torah is going to say, he's going to write about this, he would have done it better. The Ilu HaYadea Bayaz, last example, and this is why we find this Medrash in Rus. The Ilu HaYadea Bayaz, and if Bayaz would have known, Shakadosh Baruch Hu machtiv alav, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to write about him. Vatoicha vatoisar, vatisma vatoisar, it says that he gave Rus some roasted kernels, and she ate, she was satisfied, and she would add extra. He wouldn't have given her kernels. He would have given her stuffed calf. He would have given her stuffed veal. So, again, if Buzz would have known the Torah is going to write about what he did, about the kindness that he showed to Rus, then he really would have done the kindness on a larger scale. So the question is, what does this mean? But what's interesting is that also, when you take this Medrash, you know, as it seems that the Medrash is saying that, and again, this can't be the pshat, but it would seem the Medrash is saying that there is a motivation here of honor, of covet, of honor, and that's the motivation. But that's not the point of the Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai is talking about the simcha of a mitzvah. He's talking about doing mitzvah b'simcha. Not talking about honor. He's talking about doing a mitzvah wholeheartedly. And so what exactly, how does that fit into over here? So I was thinking the following. And I believe that the explanation to this medrash, what I'm saying is, if not what he said, are based on what my Shashi Rebel Yishvei Zatzal said to explain this medrash. And he explained that each one of the people in this medrash had a problem. Their problem was is that each one was concerned that people would not think they're sincere. Or, actually, the way I understand it is, people might consider them not sincere, and really, they suspected themselves of possibly not being 100% sincere. They didn't want to go the whole way because of the fact that they were also concerned that maybe they're not 100% L'shem Shemayim. Maybe they're not completely wholehearted. Because when you do something wholehearted, as the Rebbe Nebuchadnezzar said, you do it with joy, because I'm happy to do it, and you'll do it to its fullest, and you'll do it in an open, public way, expressing your joy for doing it. That is how you do a mitzvah b'simcha. You do it wholehearted, and you do it happily, you do it joyously, you do it openly. But if you're wondering, maybe I'm not really so wholehearted, maybe there's something in this for me. For instance, in the case of the first example being Reuven. So Reuven was concerned that maybe he's not being completely sincere, because Yosef's dreams did him a huge favor. In Yosef's dreams, in the two dreams, there are, you've got 11 sheaves, and you've got 11 stars, right? If you're having, that represents Yaakov's sons. That means Reuven is being counted as Yaakov's son. Although Reuven, we know, did that sin of switching the beds, of desecrating Yaakov's honor, which clearly was a very, very serious sin, a sin that he was concerned that actually would basically knock him out of the destiny of the Jewish people, meaning he's biologically the son of Yaakov, but maybe after that sin, he would not be considered the son of Yaakov for the destiny of the sons of Yaakov.
It's all the firstborns before him.
Excuse me?
It's all the firstborns like Esav and...
Okay. But the point is that he was concerned that he would be out. Yosef has a dream. He's in. So therefore, in Reuven's mind, so Reuven has Yosef, he's benefiting from Yosef.
Well, even simpler, he shows to Yaakov that, hey, I'm a firstborn, see, I'm doing the right thing.
You could say that, but I'm saying, fine, say it like that. But another way, but here I'm trying to say, this is more about Yosef. This is about Yosef, in the sense that he is concerned that perhaps when he's saving Yosef, you know, maybe the reason he's not together with his brothers is because, you know, Yosef did him a big favor. Yosef is showing that he's still part of the family. And therefore, perhaps what he's doing it not completely ashamed, not completely sincere. So what does he do? He says, so you know what? I'm going to hold off a little bit. I'm going to hold off. Instead of basically bringing him home, right, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to just, you know, delay, and then I'll come back and get him. But again, he was doing it because of his concern that perhaps he's not sincere. Says the Medrash, if the Torah writes about him that Reuven wanted to save him, then that the Torah is writing Reuven to save him. The Torah is saying that Reuven wanted to save him. That was the real motivation. Reuven, I guess, was a little bit on the nervous side regarding this. But the Torah would have said Vayatzileyu, that Reuven heard and he was doing it to save him. If the Torah would have, we even know the Torah is attesting that he's sincere. So you know how he would have done the mitzvah? Medrash says he would have carried him on the shoulder. Now, if that's not an exaggeration, if we're not going to take that as an exaggeration, which I know if we should, right? What's the matter? Yosef can't walk? He's 17 years old. He can walk home. Why are you carrying him for? The answer is, because if you do a mitzvah b'simcha, and you do it wholehearted, and you really want to save him, right? And you want to show that he's not deserving of death, then the way you would do it is, right, to put him on your shoulder, to treat him like a celebrity, to treat him like someone who deserves this kind of honor, this kind of respect. So the Medrash is saying, so that's the Rebbe Bachaya's point. The point is, if Reuven would have known, he would have done the mitzvah b'simcha, which would have been, like we say, wholehearted, open, proud, happy. He didn't do it because he was concerned that perhaps he wasn't being 100% sincere. Then you have Aaron. Then you have Aaron. What's Aaron's problem? Aaron's problem is, okay, we know that in election season, right? When you have people running for president, you have people running officially for president, really for vice president, right? Or, you know, there's always the thing that, you know, if I can't get first, let me get second. So Aaron was concerned that perhaps if he was going to go out and greet Moshe with a band, right? Well, maybe the reason he's doing it is not because so much that he's so happy to see him, as much as he's trying to curry favor that, you know, okay, let me at least be second in command. Don't completely knock me out. And therefore, low key. Not going to make a big fuss. Of course he's going to go out. He's going to be joyous. Low key. Therefore, says the Medrash, if Aaron would have known that the Torah is going to testify that he's happy, that means he's really happy. If he could have really shown how happy he was, he would have done it with a band. Because you know what? If the Mashiach and Shal Yisrael, if the agent of Hashem to take the Jewish people out is here, he deserves a band. He deserves a parade. That's how we should be doing it. Because again, if you're doing the mitzvah, you do it besimcha. And in the case of Boaz, Boaz was also concerned. As a matter of fact, we know that it's brought down that when Boaz asks who Ruth was, the Nah responds in a bit of a derogatory manner, Rashi says there, because like, why is Boaz inquiring about this young girl? Boaz himself was concerned that perhaps, you know, maybe he's not being 100% sincere if he's going to be nice to her. So he did it low-key. But if he would have known that the Torah is going to attest that his actions were completely sincere, again, he would have done it.